Hey guys, what's going on? It's your girl Dina, and welcome back. It's been a minute. I know I went on hiatus from you guys, but if you're just tuning in for the first time, welcome. And if it's not your first time, welcome back. I appreciate all my listeners, and I hope you guys were paying attention the last time we were all together. I did an installment called What Happened to Her, and it was about a Southern Belle who met, and fell in love with the officer. He was in the military, and this gentleman was very abusive, emotionally, mentally, definitely became physical. And so that brings me to why I have been absent. So my stories that I'm going to share with you all on this podcast are going to be fictional-esque, meaning they're going to have some spice to it to pull it all together, but it is generally real life, whether it's coming from my experiences or someone else's. So that's what I did, and I shared some intimate truths with you all, and I won't say which parts are real just yet because I want to bring it all together a certain way. It definitely hit home. It brought back some memories, and I felt like I needed to take a hiatus and deal with my mental health, which is something I would like to touch on, not to be somber, but rest in peace to Junior. I would definitely like to extend my condolences and all of my love, blessings, and prayers to his family, friends, and anyone affected by this senseless violence. This gentleman was 15 years old, not even in the prime of his life yet, senselessly murdered because of mistaken identity by five idiots who clearly need some help. Murdered this young man with a machete outside of a bodega, and no one offered him help. And by the time the cops got there, it was too late. So tragic story. Mental health is real, y'all. So that's going to be the topic of our discussion, at least for the next few days here, on what happened to her. And actually, we're going to kick it up a little bit, and I'm renaming the segment from What Happened to Her to What Happened. It's just going to be a series about what happened in my life, other people's lives, whether it's positive or whatever. I want you all to share your stories with me, send me messages, let me know what you would like to talk about. We need to have a conversation here. Let's create a dialogue about mental health within our community. So I'm hoping that you all will join me on this journey of just releasing all of the negative energy and bringing some positivity and love back on into this world. I mean, we need it, and I need you guys, and I'm glad you're rocking with me. So thank you for listening. It feels good to be back. I love you, Anchor community. I missed you guys. Come on and roll with me and find out what happened.